This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Look, I said at the State of the Union that one of my regrets is the degree to which polarization and the nasty tone of our politics has accelerated rather than waned over the course of the last 7.5 years. And I do all kinds of soul searching in terms of, are there things I can do better to make sure that we're unifying the country? But I also have to say, Margaret, objectively, it's fair to say that the Republican political elites and many of the information outlets, social media, news outlets, talk radio, television stations have been feeding the Republican base for the last 7 years a notion that everything I do is to be opposed, that cooperation or compromise somehow is a betrayal, that maximalist, absolutist positions on issues are politically advantageous, that there is a them out there and an us, and them are the folks who are causing whatever problems you're experiencing. And the tone of that politics, which I certainly have not contributed to. I don't think that I was the one to prompt questions about my birth certificate, for example. I don't remember saying, hey, why don't you ask me about that? why don't you, question whether I'm American or whether I'm loyal or whether I have America's best interests at heart. Those aren't things that were prompted by any actions of mine. And so what you're seeing within the Republican Party is to some degree, all those efforts over a course of time creating an environment where somebody like a Donald Trump can thrive.
You know, this was at the presser, with Mark Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, and I don't know what to say. I mean, it's like either he's just absolutely delusional, or he just doesn't understand how relationships work. When you tell people that you don't understand, how this conflict began. Even about his birth certificate. Why don't you just give a good birth certificate? Why do you give one that, people can move, the word processing around, utilizing technology didn't even exist at the time when you were born? But then you wonder why people ask these questions. And as far as, your fidelity towards the country, it's like, show me where we're winning. That we're better off today than we were, 8 years ago as a result of the policies that seem to be antithetical to the foundation of the, the American dream. I don't know. What do you say, Scott?
It's really easy to say I didn't contribute to it, but at the same time, he hasn't done anything to prevent it or to stop it.
To promote just the opposite.
So,
yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, you can say, I didn't do that. But if you don't do anything to stop it and you're the leader of the free world, well, then there's where your issue is.
Well, and it also starts with a vision. You know, is the vision that you have one that makes America really better, or as Donald Trump would say, great again? You would question that. Stay with us, America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that style? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here coming at you live 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We now come to you every Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 noon, 3 hours every day, in these 270-plus markets across these United States and around the world via WWCR on shortwave. You know, just coming at you, doing what we can to get this country back on track, all hands on deck. We not all need to be part of the solution and not add to the problem. One who has been very much a part of the solution and has had a vision to get this country back on track for a long time has been Kate Obenshain. Kate is author of Divider in Chief, The Fraud of Hope and Change, a speaker, a blogger, commentator, and a mom herself. And, you know, for her, just like us, it's all about liberty. You know, are you willing to do what it takes to hold on to the freedoms that we've enjoyed as kids growing up? But, you know, what are we going to pass on to the next generation? I guess that's the big question. Kate Obenshain, welcome to Bill Martinez. It's been a long time. Good to have you back with us. How you doing?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, you may have heard the, you know, what the president had to say, that he just doesn't understand. You know, he has some regrets, you know, with some of the divisiveness, but takes no responsibility whatsoever. And of course, your book, Divider in Chief, which called him out several years ago, stands in contrast to these statements that he makes.
Well, and I think the facts stand in contrast to that. The fact that poll after poll shows that America is more divided now, certainly than it was before Barack Obama's administration, particularly on the race issue, which is what Barack Obama was going to transcend and bring us all together, one big happy family. Yet from the very beginning, with the Henry Louis Gates incident, all the way through Ferguson, through one shooting after another, he blames police officers. He pits Americans against each other by fomenting this sense of jealousy and anxiety, and we have to be opposed to Republicans and conservatives, not because we have philosophical disagreement, but because they're horrible human beings. That's why they're enemies. He compares us to terrorists. That's not the way you heal national wounds and you bring people closer together. That has a very particular agenda, and it is to drive through basically taking our liberties away from us, and he's done that with great precision and great effectiveness.
Exactly. Kate, my question to him would be, how many Republicans do you have in the sign-in sheet at the White House?
Right, and he has very few. Remember when he said, this was a long time ago, but before he was elected the first time, he said, I'm going to meet with Republicans, especially, I want to hear from you, especially when you disagree with me. Mm-hmm. I think they had one meeting, and that was it. He ceased to invite Republicans to the White House. It's been very sporadic ever since then. But and he actually told Republicans soon after he was inaugurated, I've heard enough from you all. I'm going to do the talking now. So it's all been a big sham.
Yeah. And he told them flat out, he says, hey, guys, you got to understand, elections have consequences. Right. You lost, I won, right?
That's exactly what he said. So it was basically deceiving the American people, saying, we're going to stop gridlock. We're going to start to work together. I'm going to bring a different approach to Washington. He did the exact opposite. He really led to this entrenched position of government, which frankly is fine with me right now, because I'd rather they not be able to do anything as long as Barack Obama's in office. But instead of working together and trying to solve the people's problems, and so far as government should, which is very limited in my perspective, he's instead driven us apart and tried to shame Republicans into supporting his policies as opposed to trying to reach some philosophical consensus.
Well, and supposedly here's some constitutional professor, which still, again, he's been a man of mystery. I mean, how many aliases does this president have? Have we ever had a president that had this many aliases that we don't even know about, everything about his upbringing, much less his education? We're given stories that he was a constitutional professor, and maybe he may have went in and was the guest speaker in a couple of classes, but I guess that makes you a constitutional professor. That being said, he's done everything to obliterate it, first of all, by stating that, the Constitution is elastic. So you know immediately where he comes from and why he's chosen the Supreme Court justices that he's chosen, and why everybody is so nervous about this potential third one.
That's right. And not only is the Constitution elastic, but if I don't get my way, I'm going to go around the Constitution. I'm going to go around the balance of power. I'm going to go around Congress and take away their constitutionally mandated authority. I'm going to usurp that for myself. I'm going to accomplish things through executive action instead of going through the proper channels. So he's shown, I think, reckless disregard for the Constitution. He's also showed just disregard for propriety, criticizing the Supreme Court during a State of the Union address. I mean, all of this plays into this hostile atmosphere that we see now. Of course, everybody's blaming it on Donald Trump, who of course bears some responsibility for the particular incidences, but this goes back to Barack Obama. This is not a nation where we've been encouraged to have civil discourse for the past 8 years. We have been told that we should be suspicious of each other, we should be jealous of each other, we should despise each other. If we disagree, particularly if the left disagrees with conservatives, it's because conservatives have these intolerant, racist, they hate poor people, they hate immigrants, they hate anybody who doesn't look like they do, they hate women. That has a consequence, Bill. It has a devastating consequence. I think it has a silencing consequence. And we're seeing a lot of reaction to the past 8 years where conservatives have been silenced because they've been told that there's something wrong with what they believe. And now we're seeing all of a sudden this anger welling up and saying, no, actually I'm not. And how dare you not
right.
only say these things about me, but try to actually take away my liberties by doing so.
Well, this is a natural process when you've got pent-up anger, which has been the case here in this country for the last 8 years. It's been fomented. This is why Donald Trump has caught everybody by surprise, because he understands it. But the other thing that people are missing, and this is what Trump has accused the left for doing, is that they've added to the foment and the fire by, coming to his rallies and inciting people. He calls them the professional, the professional agitators that have been infiltrating, his campaign. And why not? I mean, and it's amazing when you see this video. I mean, this isn't just, a bunch of innocent people, with a differing view. I mean, you see people that are being planted there that, just want to cause problems.
Yeah, that's this little covered story and something that, of course, the media is not pointing out, that MoveOn.org and groups like that are loving this stuff, and they're just they're paying people to come in. And you're right, they're trying to take away his Donald Trump's ability to have a forum and to express himself. I will say, Bill, that as conservatives, I love it. Of course, we've got to attack philosophically, but I do love it when we stick to our ideas and champion our ideas because they win every single time.
Without a doubt, there's enough evidence to that case, too. We've got more from Kate Obenchain on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 14 minutes after the top of the hour.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Mommy! Mommy! I'm coming!
Unfortunately, the tests confirm that she's very ill. There's currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
Like a small boat.
This Easter.
On the ocean.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. In theaters Wednesday, March 16th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, you can join us online, any one of the 270-plus markets that we're on your smartphone. They're that smart these days. But whatever you do, get involved in the conversation. Come on, we need you here. We need all hands on deck. You know, we really believe in the First Amendment, right? And I understand. I got to tell you, I'm so grateful for Dr. Ben Carson. Hopefully we're going to be able to get him on with us later on this week. We've got a couple of phone calls into his office. Because I give him so much credit for breaking down those walls of political correctness. I know Donald Trump wants to take credit for that, but you got to give it to Dr. Ben Carson. If it wasn't for him and that prayer breakfast of the president several years back, you know, when he just said, enough with this political correctness, I think people began to wake up, Kate, to realize that we're being hamstrung by this, you know, by this thought and the thought police that was running rampant and, you know, kicking people's opinions to the curb. And, you know, here it is. You know, I already saw it happening in California where, you know, and one of the reasons why I left California is because it has become a one-party state. It's controlled by one party. There's no room for, you know, an opposing viewpoint.
Right. I think you're exactly on point that it was Dr. Ben Carson. What a great moment that speech was for conservatives just to watch him speak truth and to watch Barack Obama's reaction to see how dare you. It does. He does take on this the mantle of sort of a dictator, and that and that's part of the reason why he has shut conservatives down, or he's been able to. That's part of his goal in shutting Republicans, conservatives down, because he doesn't want the opposition in California. They don't want the opposition on college campuses. They don't want to hear our perspective, because the bottom line is our perspective wins when we talk about ideas. That's one of the reasons why we have these paid protesters coming to the Trump rallies. They don't want people to be exposed to the truth. And when the truth starts coming out, they have to go after the individual. They either have to shut it down, which they do through speech codes on college campuses, or they have through violence or through disparaging those the proponents of the truth. They have to find a way of undermining and discrediting us, and they do it with great effectiveness, because Barack Obama, the divider in chief, was also the, you know, his one attribute when he was elected was that he was a great community organizer. That was his qualification for office, and we're seeing those techniques and those strategies put into action. We've been seeing them for 8 years in this country, and that's why we've sort of reached this boiling point. It's going to take a lot more than one Ben Carson, frankly, one Donald Trump to upset the apple cart.
Yeah, and I don't know, Kate. You know, I mean, you've been around young kids for a long time, actively involved for many, many years, and to see where the youth are today, you know, following a democratic socialist and the numbers that they're following, ignoring the empirical evidence, as you say, you know, the truth. And I want people to understand, it's not the truth just based because, you know, we're putting ourselves in some position saying the truth. I mean, there's practical truth here. There is clear evidence. There are facts. You know, whether it's a policy, you know, an idea, you know, conservatives time and again will back those ideas and policies that have proven effective. There's history. There's historical support for these ideas. I mean, it's worked before. Whereas progressives, they just keep progressing this kind of nebulous idea that kind of sounds good on the surface, but it's about it has about the thickness of a bumper sticker. There's no substance to it. And that's this is what we fell for with Barack Obama, right?
That's exactly right. And a great example of it, everything you just said, is the fact that on college campuses, a majority of young people prefer socialism to capitalism. When you ask it that way, they say, oh, yeah, we love socialism. But then if you reword it and say, do you prefer an economy that is controlled by the government or an economy that is controlled more by businesses and the individual? Definitely a clear majority support economies that are controlled by individuals and businesses. So
exactly.
It is so superficial, and yet they're being indoctrinated to think that they need to have this sort of socialistic view of the world, even though something in them tells them it's not going to work. They love Bernie Sanders because Bernie Sanders says, we just need to throw the whole thing out. It's not fair, playing into all that Obama rhetoric of it's not fair, you're being robbed, big businesses are destroying our future. And yet when they think about the facts, they realize what is the truth. That's why it's so incumbent upon conservatives, talk radio, alternative television stations, and the internet to get the facts out there. Just like Ronald Reagan went around the media, we can go around leftist professors. It's going to be very difficult because they have such a locked grip on our young people all the way through kindergarten through postgraduate school. So we have a very tough battle ahead of us.
Well, you tell those kids, you say, hey, look, I'm going to take your A. It's now become a C because, you know, we need to spread that out a little bit. You know, what do you think about that? Oh, Lord, have mercy. You know, all of a sudden fairness comes, real fairness comes into play here. But, it's not put down to their level. It's just kept in, you know, and controlled by these, these professors who live in the theoretical, Kate. And that's what's so galling to me. It's like, you know, whether it's Barack Obama or anybody for that matter, it's like if you want to know what somebody is going to do, look at what they've done. What is the track record? As you said, with Barack Obama, all due respect, he was a community organizer. Okay, what did you organize? What were the successes as a community organizer? You're a junior senator. What are your and it's kind of amazing today. I find it a bit ironic that the media wants to be, you know, the vetting police of conservatism and the Republican Party, but yet where were you 8 years ago, even 4 years ago, to vet one Barack Obama?
They did nothing. We never saw his thesis in college. We don't know what his grades were. We were told that he was brilliant, but we've never seen his grades. We pretty much know nothing about Barack Obama's background except that which he has chosen to tell us. And that's completely unheard of. And it should be unheard of. We count on the media to be part of the checks and balances of government. That's the way our founding fathers intended it. And they completely abdicated that responsibility 8 years ago. Of course, now all of a sudden they seem to be taking it seriously. But we'll see when Hillary Clinton is the nominee, whether they truly take seriously their obligation to vet both candidates, because we all know there is so much on Hillary Clinton. She said there's no way if we had an accountable media that she would be the front runner for president of the United States on the Democrat side. It's really stunning.
Well, I've insisted, Kate, that after the president leaves office, there's going to be a lot of information that's going to be coming out, and they're going to say, see, I told you so. You just wouldn't listen to me. They're going to take some sort of, plausible credit, for exposing President Obama. But, regarding Hillary Clinton, already the mainstream media is uncomfortable, about this whole indictment process.
Right, they are, and they'll do everything they can to protect her. But you're right, we're going to find out a whole lot when Barack Obama is not president, particularly if a Republican can somehow win and get in there, because that's imperative, Bill, because as you and I both know, what the transformation, the fundamental transformation of America that has taken place within the government, it's taken place administratively through the government by changing how the various departments within the government operate, what authority they've usurped and taken on for themselves. If we don't get that under control really fast and reverse things, we could be stuck with the executive branch running our country for time immemorial.
Well, Kate, a little unfair. I know we only got about 30 seconds. Super Tuesday tomorrow. Who wins Florida? Who wins Ohio?
These polls stink, so it's impossible to tell. I hope that we show some common sense and can nominate a candidate that can actually beat the Democrats. But it's so hard to tell because there are such forces on both sides. There's a force behind Trump right now because of this, in response to the violence and pushback, really.
Right.
But also a lot of people are coalescing around.
Kate Obenchain, I'm Bill Martinez.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. It's time for America to stop and smell the sneakers.
Yeah!
Kids from all over the country came to raise a stink in New York City for the National Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest, hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not. The competition tests the true limits of sneaker odor. This year's contest was comprised of six contestants, ages 7 to 13. Rachel Herz, veteran judge of smell.
You
can really sense the amount of pride that these kids have in being stinky. I only wish my sense of smell didn't have to suffer for it.
All six competitors really showed us the funky, but only one sneaker could truly take the title of nation's smelliest. Winner Mason Young Hiss from Berthoud, Colorado, was this year's winner of the Golden Sneaker Award. $2,500, a two-night stay in New York City, tickets to see Aladdin on Broadway, plenty of Odor Eaters products, and a place in the Odor Eaters Hall of Fumes. For more information, visit odoreaters.com or the Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest Facebook page.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. We're standing by for Republican Senator Ron Johnson, who's going to be coming on. Been looking forward to this conversation with the Wisconsin Republican Senator. He's up for re-election on November the 8th, 2016. And so looking forward to his insight as to several areas that he is dealing with. Of course, Senator Johnson is the head of Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, also serves on the Budget, Foreign Relations, and Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee. Senator Ron Johnson is with us right now on Bill Martinez Live. Senator, welcome to Bill Martinez. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. Real good. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Appreciate you coming on, giving us some insight into a couple of issues. I mean, they're nonstop for you these days. I understand.
Yeah, it's a target-rich environment out there. We have we got a lot of problems in this country that are just being ignored. I mean, let's face it. The denial of reality is a pervasive problem in Washington, D.C., and it's also bipartisan. So it drives a guy like me nuts. I come from a manufacturing background. I've solved a lot of problems. The first step in solving any problem is admitting you have one. And we've got a bunch of politicians in Washington, D.C. just running away from problems, which is unfortunate.
And one of the biggest, of course, that we've been standing by and watching time and again has to do with ISIS. This week, Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to reveal to the world whether America will designate the Christian massacres by ISIS as genocide or not. Why is this taking so long?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. I mean, that's an interesting discussion, and from my standpoint, I'd much rather describe what's happening in more words, so that people actually understand what's happening. I mean, you can you can get hung up with what to name something, but the fact of the matter is, in many respects, that's a distraction, and it's taking us away from really understanding what ISIS represents, the danger it represents, how the fact that we have not accomplished the goal that President Obama set out for us, I think it's been 18 months since he first said we have to destroy ISIS, and you know, we're nibbling around the edges, but we haven't destroyed them, and every day that we don't destroy them, every day they're not overtly losing, they're perceived as winning, they're going to deepen their roots, they're going to continue to metastasize, and I mean, they're setting up a pretty strong operation in Libya right now, in that failed state. You know, they're moving into the poppy fields of Afghanistan, so they have the revenue source of the heroin traffic.
Exactly.
So again, we've got to defeat them, but we don't have a president that's serious enough to take the action that's going to be required to actually defeat them sooner rather than later.
Well, Senator, your background, as you said, you're a businessman, and you understand the dynamics of winning and losing in the world of marketing, and as the world turns, you either are gaining ground or you're losing ground. Even if you're treading water, you're losing, you're not winning. And your perspective regarding ISIS is that we have to keep our pedal on the metal, because giving them any room whatsoever, any opportunity to suggest that they're winning at any front, goes a long way for them, and it's a big loss for us.
You know, one thing that's not getting widely spread about in terms of news is their use of mustard gas. And, you know, people are kind of minimizing that, saying, well, you know, mustard gas isn't all that effective at killing people. It just kind of maims them and, you know, destroys their lungs, and there aren't that many people being killed, and they're not very good at producing mustard gas yet. I mean, are you kidding me? Mm. Again, that's something, they have access now to research facilities in universities. You know, they've got the chemical weapons experts from Saddam Hussein's regime. And that's, of course, one of the breakthroughs. We actually captured one of these individuals, and fortunately, he was willing to sing like a canary and gave us information so we can do some strikes against some of those weapons depots. But, you know, that's another real failure of this administration. By President Obama, you know, promising to close Guantanamo Bay, we aren't capturing the Islamic terrorists, taking them to Guantanamo Bay, detaining them and interviewing them over a long period of time. I've been to Guantanamo. I've talked to those interviewers. That's how you gain the human intelligence needed to keep this nation safe. Over a long period of time, interviewing people, picking holes in their story, understanding discrepancies. But President Obama wanted to close that facility. We've denied us of that human intelligence to keep this nation safe. And, of course, now we are actually capturing some ISIS operatives. Like you say, fortunately, one of them was willing to sing like a canary. Mm. But, you know, you don't gain as much intelligence as you do because they just wait it out until they get transferred to somebody else.
Exactly. Well, speaking of the ISIS operative that we did capture that sang like a canary, it was suggested that some of this this gas and the weapons of mass destruction that were transported out of Iraq, that they made their way up to Syria. And, and this was a report that came out a couple of years ago, Senator, and it almost like it fell on deaf ears because, when we went into Iraq, it was because of what Saddam Hussein had already proven very effectively. And if I remember correctly, I think mustard gas was a big part of what he did to exterminate the Kurds. Am I wrong?
Yes, we know that Saddam Hussein used mustard gas against the Kurds. We know he gassed his own people. So he obviously had chemical weapons. And, nobody knows exactly what happened, but, we certainly gave Saddam Hussein enough time to transfer him possibly to Syria. I've always been suspicious that maybe part of the stockpile within Syria was Saddam Hussein's stockpile. Okay? And we, to this day, Syria did transfer a lot of chemical weapons in the deal that we did with Russia on that. Did we get all of them? Yeah. I'm not so sure we did. Nobody really knows because those, the caliphate now is controlled by ISIS and, of course, by Assad with the help of Russia and Iran. So, no, what's happening in the Middle East, let's face it, in terms of the current deterioration, relates right back to President Obama's historic strategic blunder of not leaving a stabilizing force behind to consolidate the very hard-fought gains within Iraq. And it's a tragedy because there was a historic opportunity of showing the world that Sunni, Shia, and Kurd could actually work together and govern a state like Iraq, but it required U.S. to hold that fragile coalition together. And when we bugged out, that coalition, you know, basically disintegrated, not visibly over, you know, overnight, but it's really resulted in the rise of ISIS and the deterioration of the situation in both Iraq and Syria.
Well, Senator, I really appreciate you coming on. There's so many things to talk about, and, you know, we pick and choose here. It seems like in every front we're attacking. I want to talk a little bit about immigration, what you and Jeff Sessions have been doing in introducing a bill prompting the return of unaccompanied illegal immigrant children. Explain to our audience that. We've got a couple of minutes left.
Sure. Well, first of all, we have a bigger surge occurring right now than we did in 2014 with unaccompanied children from Central America. And the reason we do is because we incentivize people from coming up here. We incentivize families in Guatemala to spend a year's salary, pay some of the most evil people on the planet, coyotes, to transport their children on a train they call the Beast, a very dangerous journey. Some don't make it. Some are sexually abused. And then, of course, when they get into America, we've gotten very efficient at apprehending, processing, and dispersing, sometimes dispersing these children into horrific circumstances like slavery in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh.
So our policy ought to be, how do we stop the flow? And we know how to do it. Michael Chertoff did it in 2006 with a surge of illegal immigrants from Brazil. We returned them. So what we should be doing, and this is what we have to do, is we have to end the Feinstein Amendment, which grants a lengthened adjudication process to children coming from countries other than Mexico and Canada, and we should take these children in a very humane fashion, very safe fashion, take them back to their home countries. I've been to Guatemala. I've been to Honduras. They're not war zones. They're not America, but they're not war zones. We can support the structures down there and make sure these kids are safe and they're taken care of to stop the flow. It's not humanitarian to incentivize people to take that dangerous journey.
Exactly. Well, according to your statement, last year the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee released the State of America's Border Security Report, highlighting that since 2009, the U.S. has apprehended almost 123,000 unaccompanied children from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Only 7,700 or 6% have been repatriated as a result of the incentives for illegal immigration created by this administration's policies. More children continue to migrate to the United States. We're getting more of what we don't need. Senator, thank you so much for all your hard work on behalf of we the people, and thank you for coming on Bill Martinez Live, sir.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
As Flint residents continue to face lead contamination in their drinking water, we're forced to think about what may be on our own. While it may appear clean, tap water could contain contaminants such as lead. The makers of Pure Water Filtration Systems have commissioned a study by Environmental Health and Engineering to explore the impact of our nation's aging infrastructure on drinking water. According to Dr. Ted Myatt, a microbiologist with EH&E,
it's important to think about the journey your water takes from source to glass. Once it leaves the water treatment facility, it may be recontaminated with elements like lead, mercury, or pesticides, which can't be seen or tasted. The best defense is to use a certified faucet mount water filter.
These systems are easy, affordable, and ensure your water is safe. Pure faucet water filters are NSF certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99.9% of lead at levels up to 150 parts per billion. Filters last up to 100 gallons of water and should be replaced when the filter light indicator flashes red. For more information, visit pure.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty, gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Keep out the heat, it'll be all right, babe.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online, on your smartphone, any one of the 270-plus radio outlets across this country, join us. Get involved in the conversation. In fact, the third hour today, again, we're going to open up the phone lines. I want to get your idea on what our guests have been talking about and chime in. This is a politically correct free zone. We know that we've got to have the conversation. You need to be involved in it. If we're going to get this country back on track, it is not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's an us thing. It's the United States of America, all involved and engaged to do some heavy lifting, because for so long we've ignored the facts. That's the truth of the matter. Well, with us right now is Bill Cloud. He served as a youth pastor, chief researcher, writer, publications director for Perry Stone and the Voice of Evangelism Ministries, of featured speakers and venues throughout the country. Has appeared with notable teachers such as Hal Lindsey, J.R. Church, Jack Van Impe, John Hagee. It just goes on and on. And it's an honor to have Bill with us and talk about his latest book, Esau Rising, Ancient Adversaries and the War for America's Soul. Bill Cloud, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Bill. We talk about the battle for America's soul, and I think this is what's starting to resonate with people, is that every day we see the very soul of our country just evaporating into the ether. And so you have, in the political arena, you have a lot of fear acting out right now, don't you?
Right. I mean, this past week we saw demonstrations of that. And to me, it's evidence of a country that's at war with itself. It's this internal death match. And as I see it, only one side can come out victorious. It can't continue this way indefinitely anyway. We can't coexist in that sense where we're continually struggling and warring with one another.
Well, we know the Bible's clear. It says that when the righteous reign, the people rejoice. It's been a long time for the people to be rejoicing.
I would agree. Yes, sir. It's been a long time since I voted for someone. I've, the last several election cycles, I've ended up voting against somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in my view, it's time for Americans at large, but particularly the Christian people and the Bible-believing people in America, to take responsibility. And if we want to see America great again, then we have to return to what and to who made America great in the first place. And
exactly, by
that, we need to return to godly principles that upon which this republic was founded.
Well, in your book, Esau Rising, you address the issue, the inherent issue of our humanity, and that's the battle between the flesh and the spirit, as told in the story of Genesis 25 in the account of the twins Esau and Jacob.
Right. The Bible is not just history. It's a pattern for today and for the future. And the Bible brings that out, by the way. But when we look at the story of Jacob and Esau and this struggle within their mother's womb, that was emblematic of a lifelong struggle between these two. And Esau, of course, is the one who is profane. He is self-indulgent. He's impulsive. He's lawless. And he wants what he wants, and it doesn't matter to him what he has to surrender in order to satisfy his appetites. And particularly, he gives away the birthright, which is something that is sacred, just for a bowl of soup. Of course, Jacob represents that who is temperate. He doesn't allow his passions to control him. He controls his passions, and he realizes and embraces those things that are sacred. And so this contest between the two goes on all their life. It goes over into their descendants, and they war with one another. But the Bible makes it clear that these two represent opposing mindsets and world views. And so that's what I see going on in the world today. There is this element within our country who I liken unto Esau, because they are willing to give away the sacred birthright, and by that I mean an American heritage, a godly American heritage, in exchange for whatever their whims call for them to crave at that particular moment. And then you've got this other side that says, no, we need to return back to the principles, the foundational principles on which this country was established, and by that I mean biblical principle.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the war we see going on in the country, and we go into, you know, specifics and a lot of details, and we analyze each of these characters very carefully so that we can see those traits as they are manifest today.
Exactly. I mean, and for a number of decades now, the church has been told to be quiet. Their voice is not pertinent in the public square, in the public arena. And interestingly enough, and I think quite ironic, according to one of the latest Gallup polls, probably about 8 months ago, that said that the secular society is saying, hey, what happened to the church? Where's the church? How come they're not chiming in right now? Well, that's because you told them to be quiet all these years, and they've been paying attention.
Well, that's unfortunate that they have, actually, because, I'll put it this way. I have come to believe that those who cry the loudest for coexistence do not want to coexist with me.
Mm.
They want me to be silent. They want me to shut up. They want me to go away. And in the story of Jacob and Esau, there's something that we make, that we emphasize, and that is a prophecy that was pronounced upon Esau, and I'll paraphrase it and condense it. If Esau, who is supposed to be subject to Jacob, has a grievance against Jacob, and by that I mean when Jacob does not walk upright, he's not embracing the birthright and what is sacred, if he starts acting like Esau, then Esau will have the opportunity to rise up against Jacob and lord over him. And frankly, that's what I believe is happening right now, and particularly where those who are Christians, who are holding on to their values, that they're paying the price, like the bakers in Oregon, because
yes,
there are people who are lording over them. And it's because we have been silent. It's because we haven't stood up for what Scripture says and what the Republic was all about. And now it's time for us to do that, because this spirit of Esau is rising in the country. And we will either go to our knees in subjection to Esau, or we will go to our knees in humility to God.
Mm-hmm.
So that this, and that's what I pray, that we would see what our responsibility is in this, first to God and then country and see the tide reversed.
Well, in the opening of your book, you talk about a light to the nations. It starts with understanding what the truth is. What is the reality? I mean, we can break this down, but out of it, we need to come into the situation, as you say, leaving our denial behind us and just looking at the facts and pursuing the truth no matter where it leads us. You know, and I still believe the imprint of God is upon our DNA. I mean, you have to really work at searing your conscience to ignore, you know, godly values and what God has imprinted into us, that conscience. Now, are there some without conscience? No doubt whatsoever. But I believe a majority of us still maintain a conscience that will allow us to be that light that that God has given to us.
Exactly. I agree 110%, and that's what needs to be awakened in all of us.
Mm.
Again, if we're going to make the country great again, and I don't think there's anyone listening who does not want that to happen, but if we're going to make America great again, we've got to return to who made America great in the first place and to
right.
what made America great in the first place, and that God consciousness, and not just in a religious way, but in a relational way, has to be awakened in us.
Without a doubt, because God's blessings were not for us to contain. They've never been that way. When you look at what America has contributed, you know, domestically and in foreign countries, whenever there's a problem, you know, America is one of the first to go and address any natural disasters to other countries. Imagine what this world would be like without America. So it's not that we're blessed so that we can contain the blessing. It's that we could be more effective in blessing others, right?
Absolutely. You know, Ronald Reagan used to like to refer to America as a shining city on a hill. Mm-hmm. Well, he got that from John Winthrop. And John Winthrop got that from Jesus, who mm-hmm. said that his people are to be a city set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. We are to be a light to the nations. And we cannot be a light to the nations if we are acting like all the other nations. I do believe in American exceptionalism when we regard it as being submissive to God and to his principles.
So what's the answer? You know, what is the call to action for us now at this point when we see America where we are, our status, our country, our family unit, our marriages, our children? What is the call to action here, Bill Cloud?
The Bible says that if you want your land to be healed, and I think you and I would agree that this land needs to be healed.
Mm.
The Bible says this: if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, seek my face, and pray, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And so that's the call to action. That's what we have to do. We have to quit pointing fingers at what everybody else, what's wrong with everybody else, and we need to first take responsibility that God calls his people to turn from their wicked ways, and then he will heal the land.
One person at a time, one soul at a time. Go be
Absolutely.
The revival that you know that is within you, and that can start with you, and that will ignite a fire around this world. Bill Cloud, Esau Rising, Ancient Adversaries in the War for America's
Soul. What
would
it be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.